Okay, we're starting on Chaf Bet Amud Bet at the bottom. It's Mishtabach Leitz, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the bottom. 10 lines from the bottom on the Chaf Bet Amud Bet. Mishtabach Leitz. There's a Gilin Hashas marking right there. Alright, so there you go. Mishtabach Leitz, Rava the Rav Nachman. So Rava was singing the praises to Rav Nachman of Rav Schora, about Rav Schora. The Adam Goldahol, he was a big, you know, he's a big guy. When he comes by, you know, Rav Nachman says to Rav, when he comes by, bring him by me, so that I can, you know, test him out, see if he's really a big guy. So, Havalei Nidra L'Mishra. So when he showed up, Rav Schora, he needed a Taras Nidarim for one of his Nidarim. Atta the Kameh, the Rav Nachman, so Rav brought him before Rav Nachman. Havalei Nidar, the Daita Hachi. He says, when you took the neder, so he was looking to get a petach in the neder. So he says to him, did you really take the neder for this reason? Amar Leiv? Says, did you think about this issue? He goes, in. Kamaz Zimnin. He kept going on and on, trying to find him a petach in the neder. And he kept saying, I had all of this in mind, or these are not considerations, for me to be potach the neder. So basically, he couldn't, Rav Nachman was unsuccessful at finding him a petach the neder. So Ikpid Rav Nachman got upset at him. Amalei Zilukilach, go back to your house, meaning go back to your doorway, go back to yourself, meaning go home. I can't do anything for you. He was upset at him because he couldn't find him a petach l'neder. He couldn't be potach l'neder for him.
Kilach.
Why?
Kilach means,
doorway. It's, if you look in the Ran on the top of Chof Gimon Aleph, he says Zilukilach, the Knitzat Beitcha.
So like the doorstep, the entrance. They have, they call, the castle of Nimrod up north, Kilach Nimrod, right? Maybe.
Yeah?
Don't they?
Is it spoken that way? I don't know. So the Ran asked, other Yishanim asked, why didn't he use Charata as a way to undo the nether? Right? Because of the Charata. So he said one of the two possibilities here. One is that, Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman above, we saw, said you could use Charata as a way to undo a nether. So he says, well, one is either because Rav Schora came to him to find a petach that he knew if he was coming to Rav Nachman already, Karata wasn't what he was looking for, meaning that he could have done that with anybody. He was looking for a petach on that there. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that it was Nidre Mitzvah. His answer, he took a neder to fast over a number of days or a number of weeks, and then he'd done part of it already. And now he wants a petach neder, he wants to do the neder. But he doesn't want to have Karata, because Karata will be Toya ala Rishonos, means that he regrets ever taking it. And he didn't want to lose the credit, the extra credit he got for already fasting in the first half. So he was looking for a petach l'neder that didn't undermine the good actions he had done, but could stop the neder. So, Nafak Rav Schora, Rav Schora ran out, and ended up finding a petach l'neder for himself. Rabbi Omer, is he derech yeshara? What's the right way or the straight way that a person should choose? I'll translate it like some of the Rishonim here. That which is makes the person who does it proud, and makes other people proud of this individual. Meaning that activity or things that a person does that are not only he feels good about, but other people who see him or know him also feel proud of him for doing that. Those are the types of actions that we bless. The other Rishonim like Tosfos here says Kol Tiferet Oseha is means Hashem. It's something that makes Hashem proud and other people proud. Not just, you know, meaning that you have to, general principle be Nunu Kim and Hashem and Yisrael. You have to, when you do something, not only have to be right in Hashem's eyes, you have to be right in people's eyes. You have to do things right where other people see it as being right and as a good deed. But either way, it has to do with other people, meaning other people feeling good about what you do. And now, Rav Schora is saying what? Hashto, the Ikbid Rav Nachman, the Daita Akhimon Adre, Bishar Lanavshe, says that when I didn't take this neder in order for Rav Nachman to get upset at me. I mean, the fact that Rav Nachman got upset at me, right, already indicates that other people are not proud of what I did. They're not happy with what happened. And therefore, it was potach the neder that way. I mean, he went to someone else or back to Rav Schora and asked him that this should be a valid petach l'neder. Okay. Now the question is, one is, what is this nolad? Why isn't this nolad? Right? We said you can only have a petach l'neder when the neder or the petach refers back to the original status, not to the right now, the here and now. But if not, I'm getting angry, just happened now. So why should that be a Pesach Neder? Why should that happen, help him for the beginning of the Neder? So the Ran says, right, that if people, B'chihai Gavna, right, lo abinola, no mikran, Shchiach, the Lirtach, Gavra, Rabba, Rav Nachman. It's common for a person like Rav Nachman to get upset. They'll get upset. Rav Nachman will get upset. It's common that Rav Nachman will get upset at someone who takes such a neder. They're unable to undo the neder. Rav Nachman, who was did a lot of petach nedarim, was an expert at helping people with nedarim. You took such a neder that he was unable to help you. That was not uncommon that he would get upset at a person like that. So therefore, it's not dolad because you could have expected that reaction at the time of the neder if Rav Nachman had been aware of it. So that's he's saying that since it's common or commonplace, that is not considered nolad as a new issue. It's not something that Rav Nachman all of a sudden got angry about, but something that commonly Rav Nachman would get angry at, and therefore it could have been expected at the time of the nether. Alright, so now we have one or two more cases similar to this. Rav Shimon Berebi, Avalei Nidra L'Mishra. Rav Shimon Berebi had a nether. He wanted to be matir. Adel kamayel the rabbanon, and he came for the rabbanon to be poteach the neder. Amalei nedarta daiter hachi. Did you take such a neder? Amrayin. He goes, I did. Based on that, yes, I daiter hachi. In right, same thing that we just had with Rav Skora, that they kept trying to find things that might give him a petach neder, and he kept saying, no, I really had this in mind when I took the neder, or this was not a consideration. Kama zimnin vavo mitzday rabbanon mishimsha l'tulo mitulo l'shimsha. Says that it was, they kept trying it, and the Rabbanim were moving back and forth between the sun and the shade, and the shade and the sun. And they were very upset. They were trying to, find him a petach neder, and they were already mitzdar about not being able to find him a neder. So Amarlei Butnit, great to Abishol ben Butnit. So Butnit, the son of Abishol ben Butnit, his name after his grandfather, right? Me Nedarta Dait, the Mitzari Rabbanan. Did you take the neder again with the intention of causing such distress to the Rabbanon? So he says, lo, b'shar yula, and therefore they were matir the neder. And then again, you have to say that it's not nolad, again, because it's shchiach. That's the way the round terms it, because it's not nolad here, because it's commonplace for the Rabbanon to be upset when they can't find the petach, the neder for someone, and therefore it's not considered nolad. One more story like this.
But what, did anybody discuss why they don't say "demitzare es atzmecha"? does it trouble you that you made it? Or that would be considered charata.
Right. Charata. We don't use. None of these cases are using charata. Looking for petach, and then they did ask him. They asked him different situations. We don't know what he asked him. They didn't give us the examples, but they say, "Did you really think about this or think about that?" Charata would be regret, and that they don't, that, I don't know, for all these cases, they're not using charata because of the...
No, but there's a type of, a person can be upset about it now, and I don't regret taking the neder.
And it doesn't work, that's nola. Can't. If I regret it now, it's not good.
Ah, very good.
Okay. I know that doesn't help you, and it has to be something where I regretted the actual taking of the neder.
Okay.
Alright. Rishmael Rabbi Yossi, Avilei Nidra L'Mishro. Here's another case, Rishmael Rabbi Yossi had a neder to be matir. Avil Kamayel Durabon on... Amarle Nadarta Daita Hachi, did you take an edit for this reason? Amarlein, yes. Nadarta Daita Hachi, did you take it based on thinking about this? Amarlein. Kama Zimnin, same thing again. Many times it happened. Came to Chazut Ahu Katsra, the Mitzdari Rabbonon. So this, a Katsra is a launderer, right? He saw that the Rabbonon were getting upset or discomforted by, what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was saying or sitting in front of them. Machyu ba'uchlo de katsu. He took the washboard of the launderer, and he smacked it over the head or hit Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yossi with the washboard. So now he said to himself, Amara daita de machyu li katsu lo nadre. I didn't take a neder that a launderer should come hit me on the head. B'shari l'nafshin, it was matir neder.
And apparently launderers were known for hitting
people. All right, so again, right, so now what are you going to do?
Yeah, right?
Right, exactly. So what are you going to do with that? Because you have to, again, argue that it's not a nolad. I mean, how was he supposed to expect, right, such a thing should happen? So if you look in Rashi, he says it's not nolad because, oh no, it's not Rashi, it's the Rosh. Yeah, is it the Rosh? Somebody mentions this. People who usually apikorsim, or people who were, it was commonplace for people to bother the Rabbanon, right? But the people who usually bothered the Rabbanon were not Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yossi. They were Rabbi Korsim or other people who were not of such stature. So it was commonplace for the laundress or the washboard people to bump, knock off these people to protect the Rabbanon. Right, so they did have such cases, but they just usually wasn't Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi. So that's what the answer is. It was commonplace for them to do such things to protect the Rabbanon, but this case happened to be that it was Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi. Where is it? Oh, here, the Gemara asks. I'm sorry. Why am I looking all the Rishonim? All right. Look at the Gaza. Amara died to the Machili Kazalanaji. Bishar the Nash. Amalei Ravacha Midiv to the Ravina. I know Lehu. Isn't this no Lehu, right? Like you were suggesting, Shol. Alright, there's no way he had in mind or could have even considered that he got hit by a launderer the time that he took the nether. As there it says, Tanina, ain't potkun lobinolad. We do not do a potech, we're not potech the nether, right, with something that's new, new in the circumstances. Amalei, have lobinolad who tishkiki apikure de mitzari rabbanan. Right, it's commonplace that the apikure used to bother the rabbanan, and therefore there was a need to push these people away or, you know, get rid of take care of the Rabbanan, and therefore it was commonplace for them to act this way. Just happened to be unfortunate that this time it was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and not someone who was just out there to bother the Rabbanan. Alright, Dibitu de Abaye, Havale Hai Brako. So the wife of Abaye, Havale Hai Brata, had a daughter, who Amar the Krivai. He said she should marry my Krovim. He Amar the Krivai. She said she should marry my Krovim. Right, so Machlokas, mother, husband and wife, whose family the daughter should marry. Amar lo, he said to her, Titzara hanati alech, I should be restricted to you and hana, I avart adatai, if you violate my word, uminsabat la the krevach, and marry her off to your krovim. So of course she was very afraid. Azal, avart adatai. She went ahead and violated his word. Uminsabat la krevach, and she married him off to her relatives. After the coming to Rabbi Yosef, so now Abaye came to Rabbi Yosef. He's in trouble now because he answered his wife and Hanoa from him because she went ahead and violated his word. So Emelech, have a yadat davart al da'atech u'mintzabah la l'krevah. Had you known that she would ignore what you said and go ahead and marry off to her relatives anyway, miyadarta, would you ever have taken the nether? Emelech, lo. Said, no, v'shario. And it was matir the nether.
It's right like Zeruzin.
Yeah, similar to a Zeruzin, very similar, right? So the Ran asks, why is this different than a Zeruzin? We'll see it in 1 second, right? I thought the Rav Yosef Umishari. So Gemara asks, Umishari kehai gavna, can you be matur neder in such a case? So he says, yes, Vatanya, b'maitse ba'odam echad, she'edir tishto me'alot the regel. He made a neder that his wife should not go up to the regel. Ba'avra al da'ato. She violated his word. Ba'al to the regel. And she went up to the regel. Ba'al Rabbi Yossi. Amar lo. Bilayti yoteh shuvert al da'atech. Had you known that your wife really was not interested in what you had to say. And ba'al to the regel. And she went up anyway. Ba'al lifnei Rabbi Yossi. Amar lo. I'm sorry. Al da'atech ba'al to the regel. Klum har darta. Would you ever take it to center? Amar lo. Lo. Said no. Ve'etiu Rabbi Yossi. This is Matan Neder. So again, why is this different? So two questions.
I think he'd say clearly this is Nolad. It's very, for a wife to totally disregard.
Right. So not Nolad. But the bigger question, which is your question, is why isn't this Nidre Zeruzin? Right. Why is this Nidre Zeruzin? And number two, why is the Gemara challenging that such a Petach the Neder should not be valid? I mean, if you say Nidre Zeruzin are automatically, they don't even need a Petach the Neder. They're automatically, you know, null. And void. Why do you need a petach neder? That's the Ron says. Let's say, why is there a?
Nothing's automatic. The Gemara said right away. It's only for the midas chachamim.
No, that's in the earlier. That's the earlier Mishnah. There about someone chachamim. Here, even from Me'aretz, by Nidre Zeruzim, the underlying assumption is that you don't need petach neder at all. The differentiation that we made between Talmud chachamim and was by his wife, by the wife in the previous parak. It's neder by his wife, since that was commonplace when we made the Me'aretz be matir neder, so they wouldn't be kalos rosh by neder. Alright, so now if you look in the Ran, V'im Tomar, it's in as the last narrow line in the Ran, second to last narrow line, where it says V'im Tomar. It says V'im Tomar. U'mayshna merotu shiyoko kaviru etzlo u'madirel. This is your question, Joel. Why is this different, right, than, which is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, maybe we should have just read the next Mishnah. You know what? I'm going to do that. We'll just read the next Mishnah because that's what he's asking from. Rabbi Lozo ben Yaakov Umer. This Mishnah. Next line of Gemara. Afa rotsa adiras kamei sheyokol etzlo. A person wants to make a neder that his friend should eat by him. Yomar lo koder sheni atid lidor hu batel. And any neder that I take in the future will be batel. Vaj hu zochor b'shat a neder. As long as he remembers at the time the neder. What do you see from Rabbi Lozo ben Yaakov? He says that you can make a neder. A rotsa adiras kamei sheyokol etzlo. Someone wants to make sure that his friend's going to eat with him. He says, if you don't come and eat by me, you're going to be usher hanah. And Rabbi Elazar Bar Yaakov believes that that is Nidrei Zirusin. So we see that Nidrei Zirusin applies to more than simply transactions between a mokra and mokra. It applies even to cases where a friend is trying to encourage someone to do something. We call that Nidrei Zirusin. Okay, so now I go back to the Ran. So he says, Vim Talmar in the Ran, that's second to last line in the narrow lines in the Ran. Vim Talmar. Umayshnama rotesh yokal chaveret slo maziro. How is this different than a person who says to his friend he wants to eat by him and he made his neder? Damar Rabbi Lozmi Yaakov Nidrei Zirusin Abu. That's the equivalent to Nidrei Zirusin. Right? Baal Hatan Piv Velibo Shavim. Over there, you know, meaning that as opposed to Mokar and Lokea, when you have a buyer and seller, there, why do we say it was Nidrei Zirusin? Because what he said, he didn't believe. Because he was willing to sell for three, and one of them took a neder, I won't sell it less than four, and the other one said, I won't buy it for more than two. But we know that they both were intending to buy it for three. So over there we say, what? Piv v'libo enon shavim. That's why we say it was Nidrei Zirusin. But over here, it's clear when he takes the neder, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, to stop his, encourage his friend to eat by him, he meant that. He wanted it to eat there, and that's what he said. He's not saying something he doesn't believe.
He doesn't want to have
another one. Right. Oh, so he doesn't want the outcome, right. Shavim shirotsa shiokal mokavir, v'pilo Nidrei Zirusin, avi shavim emela, yishlomar, Lo damu. Right, so exactly what you were saying, Daya. The ilu hotam a inyan mokriach mitocho she'en el zarus. The context makes it obvious that he's just trying to encourage her. She'en bachilas kaveru etzlo kledoko kach. It's not so meaningful to him that his friend should eat him, she'vshilkach the derenu minichzav dafka, that he would get exactly what you just said, right? That the outcome or the result of his neder is too grave or too is above, right, over and above what's needed, because he wants his friend to eat by him, and then he makes a neder that he won't get any enough from him. That seems like a ridiculous overreaction to what he's doing. So from that context, you can see that it's a Nidrei Zirusin. But as opposed to here, aval ha'pahai upta debitu de abaye, ika kpeda tfei le abaye. There's real kpeda here for abaye. It's not that simply she's not eating by him, or he's not eating by her. What? That's not the issue. The issue is about whose family she's going to marry to. Kamitzvah lo lebitu the kreivah, when she marries her off to her relatives, v'adayikam eber the bedafka hidira. Oh, there we could say that he was serious. That he really meant, you know, he meant business when he said, don't marry off to your relatives. But la, v'zirus ba'amo, v'shum hafkei pshita lan detzarch petach. That's why it's obvious to the Gemara that she needs a petach neder, ve'ein a neder batal me'elav, and it doesn't go away by itself. Ad rabba, mitamein heichid, sharin le'bahai pitcho, right? That he's believed, right, we sharin le'bahai pitcho, we do use that type of petach in order to let him out. So that's it.
So that's it.
So here, that's what right. So that's how the Ran differentiates it. Two steps of differentiation. The Ran says that there are different types of levels of Nidrei Zirusin. One Nidrei Zirusin is the one we encountered in the beginning of the parak, which is that the business types of the transaction where ain't libo b'piv shavim. Situations where the person taking the neder, at the time he takes the neder, right, he does not believe what he's saying, basically. He's not going to hold by his word. He's doing it in a context in which he's trying to hold his position, but not that he's unwavering, right? Unwavering in that position. Right, exactly. So that's it. And the Ran, just so you know, the Ran early on, and he mentions it, I think he mentions it here again, the Ran is of the belief that if a person says about that nether that he intended for that to be the truth, that it simply wasn't, drawing a line in the sand, or he says, I can step over that line. Right? I mean, if he says, that's what I meant, meaning that when he said it, I said not less than four, and I meant not less than four, and I never intended to go to three, the Ran believes the nether is good. Meaning that the reason that it's Nidrei Zirusin is because the person says, ain't piv v'libo shavim. What I said, I didn't really mean. But if you ask him, and he said, that's what I really meant, then the Ran says, that's a nether. It's a good nether, and it's not considered Nidrei Zirusin. So over here, he says, so then we have another level of Nidrei Zirusin, which is even though piv v'libo shavim, which is the case by when your person's madir tano from someone, right, because he doesn't come to eat by him. There, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that's also nidrei zeruzin. There, kifli bo shavin. It's clear that's what he meant, but the context, right, tells us that that's not of a severe enough nature. I mean, that the punishment doesn't fit the crime, but the neder is too severe for the situation or the hakpada, right, that he had over his friend. So that's the second level of nidrei zeruzin. Then there's the third level, which the Gemara here considers not to be nidrei zeruzin. That's like a bayit, where you have something that is meaningful enough where a person would take a neder about it, even though it seems like a nidrei zeruzin. It's not considered that because the violation or the word, the person, what the person was makban on is something that is of substance. And since it's substantial of substance, therefore, we consider it a proper neder and you have to use a petah. But it's not so strong where you can't use the petah. I mean, what the petah are they using? Using the petah, had you known she was going to violate your word, would you have taken the neder? I mean, that's a quasi, they're using a petah of zeruzin almost, because it's saying that, would you have really meant it if you'd known she wouldn't care what you said? Right, so that's the third level. So there are three levels that the Ron lays out of different types of nidrei zeruzin to keep in mind.
So in the negotiation, you really expected him to the three. So it's not, whereas over here, he really expected her not to violate his word.
Right, or more so expected it, right?
Right.
So what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying over here?
Okay, so let's do that. We'll do that. I want to, the Gemara here, the mission is Kasuri Maxura, so you have to, the Gemara is going to go through exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying. Alright, I won't leave that, we won't leave that alone, that's the whole next, onward here. Alright, so let's, go for it. Just to note here, if anybody wants to read, there's a huge section in the Ron, which we're not reading at all, but it's the Ron, he had spoken about this earlier, about when you need a mumcha, when you have a neder, and you need a petach neder, and you can use a single mumcha, a single rub, to do that. We said that you post a neder be chacham, right, when the Talmud chacham, what type of Talmud chacham do you need? So he brings down the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. Ramban believes that not only do you need a Talmud Chacham, you need a Samuch. Someone who has Smicha. Whereas the Rambam believes that you need just someone who is a Talmud Chacham, but not someone that is a Samuch. Okay, so that's it's an important machlokas because it obviously has ramifications for
what
today.
What kind of Smicha?
Not the Smicha that we get today, but the Samuch, like Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So that's what presents issues, because if you believe you need a Samuch, then you can't use a single Talmud Chacham today to be Matir Neder. Because according to Rambam, it would work. But according to Ramban, it wouldn't work because the person doesn't have smicha and you need three in order to do it. Alright. Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, aparo til adir et chaver sheokhal etzlo, yomar lo, or yomar, kol neder she'ani atidli dor, everything I'll say in the future, hu patel. It's patel, vachri is a chor b'shatanu neder, as long as he remembers it, time the neder. What's he saying? Gemara says, "Kevin damar kol neder shani atidli dor ye batel." If he says everything I say in the future will be batel, lo shamalei, the person he's taking neder about won't listen to him. Lo atay baday, and he won't come eat with him. Why? Because imagine this: he's coming, he's trying to encourage his friend to come over and eat, and he says, "You know what? Any neder I take is not valid. Hey, by the way, if you don't come and eat with me, then you're mudur hanah from me."
It's not the Bach Gerson.
What?
The Bach Gerson is not omer lo.
Yeah, but he says the Gemara says right. He took out lo, and then why? Ron spends time is why did the Gemara assume that he's in front of him, or that the Tanai is made here? So Gemara says right now that they're assuming that this was a Tanai Neder. It was a condition in the Neder. And therefore, he had to say it at the time that he was available, number one. And number two is that he didn't say it b'chashai, that he didn't say it privately to himself, because maybe he just said that inside, right? So because he said that won't explain the Mishnah well, because that he says, because the reason of Elazar ben Yaakov, you can see this in the Gemara, says that our Mishnah is mutar, it's because it was nidrei zeruzin, and not nidrei, it wasn't because he made a tanai, a condition. I mean, the weakness in all those explanations are that you could just say he made a condition as neder, and then the condition was that any neder I take is not valid. And then he goes ahead, and then he takes the neder, it's as if he never took the neder, because he made a secret pact to himself that he's not going to hold by the neder.
Every year.
Oh, we're going to get there. Very good. That's next. This is the Amma today. It's big sugya here in the Rishonim. So we'll get to it, and then we'll read some of the Rishonim here. Exactly. All right. So therefore, he says he's making a condition, and therefore he's matir neder means tonight. But we know the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's reasoning is because it's nidrei zeruzin. So a nidrei zeruzin can only work where it's a clear issue that he made it obvious that he wasn't going to, right? He wasn't holding by his neder. And that's only where he makes it explicit what he's going to do. Alright, so the Gemara says, Chatsurei Mechsura. Right, so that's it. Chatsurei Mechsura, the Mishnah is missing some words. Hakik Tani. This is how you break a Torah. Arotze Sheyokal Itzal Chaveiro. Person wants his friend to eat by him. Right? It's lo Chaveiro. Umisarepo. And he's refusing to come. Umadiro. And he takes a neder about it. Nidre Zeruzimhu. That is a Nidre Zeruzim. So this again. So that's Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. This is the other type of Nidre Zeruzim, where person is pressing on his friend to eat by him and he takes a neder. Again, that's Nidre Zeruzim going to the Ran because it's just too severe, an overreaction. It's an overreaction to that which he did. Now, second part of the Mishnah. So what Shaul was suggesting. I wrote, someone doesn't want his Nadarim to be around all year. Yamod b'Rosh Hashanah. He should stand in Rosh Hashanah. B'yomar, kol neder sharni atid lidor yehei batel. Any ned that I'm going to take over the next year is batel. Ubilvad sheyehei zachur b'shat neder. So it says, as long as he remembers at the time of the neder. It says, that's just the opposite. Izachur, if he remembers the tznai, akre l'tznayei. Then he's automatically undoing his tznai. The fact that he remembers his tznai, takes the neder anyway, means that he's taking the neder despite his tznai. And then if he's going to uphold his neder. So then our rabbi Tane reread the Mishnah to read, as long as he does not remember it at the time of the neder. So now, according to Abaye, there are two statements in the Mishnah. One statement is Rabbi Lesman Yaakov is teaching us about Nidre Zeruzin. Right? That if a person's mother and all from his friend, right, about, because he's refusing to come to eat by him, that is what? That is a type of neder that is considered Nidre Zeruzim, and as we need a petach, the neder, it goes away by itself. Second part of the Mishnah, according to the Abaye, is that if a person makes a condition at the beginning of the year, that any neder I take over this year will not be a valid neder, and then he forgets about it, and he takes nedarim through the year, all of those nedarim are batel and mubutal. They are not valid. That's Abaye's way by reads our Gemara now. Rav Amar, lo'olam kidamrina mi'ikara. No. Leave the Mishnah intact. Hak of Mayaskinim, what's the case here? Kigon, Shehitna b'Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah time he made a condition about certain types of Nidarim will not be good. And he forgets which of the Nidarim he said are not going to be good, which are going to be good. And at this point in time, he's going to make a Neder. Eat Zachor b'Shas and Neder v'Amal Das Rishon, if he remembers the condition he made at the beginning of the year, and he says, Al Das Rishona, whatever I said originally, I'm holding by. And he knows there Nidre, Lesbom and Mashu. Then it works to undermine his Neder, if that's what one of the conditions he made at the beginning of the year, is that this type of Neder, I will not be valid. Lo Amar Al Das Rishona, but if he doesn't say, I'm basing on my original tonight, and he knows there Akre L'Tznai V'Kayim L'Nidre. He ruins his condition, and he's Mekayim B'Neder. So what is Rava saying? Rava agrees with Abaye with regards to the first part that Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is talking about, Nidre Zeruzin. It's the second half of the Mishnah that Rava comes to, right, disagree with Abaye. Alright, I'm just gonna go here, Pshat in Rava, just so we can get through the Gemara, and then I'll go through what the Rishonim say over here. Okay? So the first thing, Rava, according to most Rishonim, Rava agrees with Abaye. If Rava agrees to Abaye's principle, if you have a tznai at the beginning of the year and you forget about it, then what? Then it's a good tznai and it holds. And therefore, it's a problem. Rava just had a problem with the Mishnah. He didn't like what Abaye did. Abaye switched the Lashon Mishnah. He went back and amended how the Mishnah read. Instead of saying, right, that he has to Buvachie Zachor, that he has to remember the tonight, we said Buvachie Loye Zachor, that he should not remember the tonight. Rabbi didn't like that amending of the Mishnah. So, he says no, that there's another case. He agrees to Abaye. If he made a tonight, he totally forgot about the tonight works. But what happens if he makes the tonight, and then he remembers the tonight, but he does not remember the content of the tonight? He remembers the tznai, doesn't remember the contents of the tznai. So there, Rava says, there are two possibilities. If you say, I'm taking this nether based on that original tznai, then you've incorporated that tznai into your nether, and the nether would be still conditioned on that tznai. But if he remembers that he took a tznai, okay, and then he doesn't mention it at the time of the nether, then he's invalidated the original tznai. That's what Rava says. So if you remember the tznai, but you do not remember what the content was, and you ignore that content, right? That is, what? That is, invalidates the net. That would invalidate the tznai, and the nether would stand.
Say that last part again. So the Rebbe says if he knows that he made the Tanai, but he specifically excludes it from his thoughts at the time of his neder, that means he is mevatel
that. Right, he's overriding that Tanai.
Permanently, or right? just for that neder?
Just for that neder. For that neder, he's ignoring the condition that he set earlier in the year. All right, so that's it.
He knows there's a Tanai, he can't remember what it was.
Right, correct.
And he's like, okay, whatever it was, I'm just ignoring it, and I'm continuing with my neder. So it's possible that he didn't know.
Yeah. It's batel because he ignored that Tanai. Problem is that he didn't remember the contents of his condition. So the fact is that if he ignores the Tanai, it's like he's trying to override it. Now, the question, we'll start now here with some of the machlokes we've shown him. What happens if he remembers the Tanai, and he remembers the contents of the Tanai, according to Rovo? And then he says, I'll dash Rishona. And then he says, I'm taking this nether based on the original Tanai I had. So you would have thought, and this is the way, for instance, like the Rosh learns, that means that he's upholding the Tanai. And if he says, he remembers exactly the Tanai, he remembers the conditions of the Tanai, he says, I'll dash Rishona, I'm taking a nether. The Rosh says, that is a invalid nether, because he says he's remembering the Tanai, he says, I'll dash Rishona, it's as if he said, you know, garbage now, because he's placing the Tanai as part of his nether. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, that if he remembers the Tanai, and he says, oh, that's Rishona, based on this original Tanai I'm taking a neder, it invalidates the Tanai. Why? Because if he remembers his original Tanai, and he knows what the content was, why is he taking the neder? The Tanai was to get rid of the neder, was to stop him from taking such a neder. The fact that he still takes the neder in face of having this Tanai, that makes it invalidates the Tanai, and makes it that the neder will be Mekuyam.
Is the Tanai that all future Nedarim are invalid, or future Nedarim are valid unless such and such and such? I mean, what does it mean by the Tanai?
Well, Abaye's Tanai is that everything is invalid. All Nedarim in the future are going to be invalid. That's Abaye's principle. A Rabba comes along and says, oh, he says, this type of neder is going to be invalid. Okay. He takes a specific type of neder. And therefore, here, if he takes that type of neder and remembers the Tanai, because that's Rishono, Tosu says that would be a valid neder because he's overriding his Tanai.
I don't completely understand Tosu. If his Tanai was, any neder that I take, whether it's a specific context or not, should be invalid, so he wants to, it would seem to me more logical that he knows that sometimes he might be prone to, you know, to utter things, and now that he's got a cool head, he wants to say right now, in advance, I'm preempting those nine. If he doesn't utter the Tanai altogether, then, I mean, if he doesn't utter a nether altogether, what's the purpose of the Tanai? The Tanai is that if I do say something, it shouldn't count.
Right. So that's the Rosh. The Rosh says that. The Ron say similar to you. And that's their belief, that if you remember that the original Tanai, that's fine. That's just as good. I mean, it's just that, the Tosfos believes that it's overridden over here. All right. That's one. That's the way the Re explains, and the Re explains, that we explain Rava to be agreeing with Abaye. Okay? The Re also explains that Rava is arguing with Abaye, and Abaye's underlying principle. That if you don't remember the Tanai, he says it's not valid. If you don't remember the Tanai, it doesn't help you at all. That's what the Re says. So now the Rabbeinu Tam argues on the Re, and he says no. That you have to, and this is what we said, the Rosh learns this way, and the Ron learns this way, that Rava agrees with Abaye. Rabbi agrees with Abaye that if you don't remember the Tanai at all, there's nothing to talk about. The Tanai is valid. The only question is, when you remember the Tanai, but not the contents of the Tanai. There, Rabbi requires you to mention the Tanai in your, or that's what's shown in the Neder. If not, then you've been validated the Tanai. That's the way most of the Rishonim learn. Now, it's coming to what Shaul said, about Rosh Hashanah. So let's go. Okay, so if you look it down in the Tosfos, are your Tosfos laid out the same way
on
this stuff?
No.
On this stuff, they are. They looks about the same, yeah. Alright, the widest lines of the Tosfos. The widest lines of the Tosfos. The first widest line of the Tosfos. Towards the end of that line, there's a period, and it says, Mitok Shmaitin. You see that? Mitok Shmaitin. You don't have such a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do, right? Yeah, it looks similar to us. Alright. Mitok Shmaitin. Because of Rabbeinu Tam, listen to this. This is a very, very important. I'm going to read it out of the Tosfos where it's more explicit. The Ron summarizes it. But I thought it's so important, and this is one of the few halakha l'maisa, really, really halakha l'maisa things that comes out in the Dorim, that we could spend some time on this Tosfos. All right. Tok Shmaitin, because of our sugya right here, Mochek Rabbeinu Tam, Mashakatuv b'machzorim b'kol nidre. He wiped out a portion of the kol nidre that says, Miyom Kippurim Shavar Ad Yom Kippurim Abalein Litova. It says in Kol Nidre that we are mitcharatna on all the things that came me Yom Kippurim Shavar, the previous Yom Kippur until here. I mean over the previous year. Vesvurim Haim Shimatirim Nidorim Mishana Shavra. Right, that they think that the Kol Nidre is about being matir neder on the previous year. Vitoin, and they are mistaken. Chado, b'chol netaris nedarim, b'ay charata mi'ikara l'chol apachos. First of all, you need charata, regret, and where's the charata here? Nobody's discussing about regretting what neder they took. V'harainu, patzchim mishum charata. Right, and we're not poteach with any charata. V'od, diboyi yachid mumche, o gimel hedyoto, b'latka. You need a yachid mumche, or gimel hedyoto to sit down, and that's not what's happening over here. V'od, Shahalcha Kirab Papa do Bajra. Halakha's like Rab Papa, who's a Bajra, the Rapha Shalak, Sarakla Farit and Neder. That you have to be Mefarit, you have to explicate on what the details of the Neder are. And how could you do a Taras Nadarim in public with this without, right, being explicating on the details of the Neder? Va'anan lo avdinan hachi. And we don't do that. Vote. The Noder Atzmar, Yav Shalal Hatir. You can't be Matir Neder for yourself. So you're saying a kol nidre, why should that help you? Right? You need to be, someone else has to be matir the neder for you. So Rabbi Yehuda just brought four reasons why the ataris nedarim here cannot be talking about the previous year. That you're matir neder for the previous year, but rather on the upcoming year. So four reasons. One is, what that, you'll go through the reasons, we'll go backwards. One is that you have to be farid the neder. Number two is, you can't be matir your own neder. Number three is, what? There's no charata here. You have no explicit charata. Right, number four is, where's the yachid mimcha, the shlosha adiotot? Right, what's going on? V'chein, nira lo lahagia. He changed in the Kol Nidre to read, miyom kippurim zeh, right, ad, miyom kippurim zeh, ad yom kippur bar leinu l'tova. That's from this Yom Kippur until the future Yom Kippur. It's talking about the upcoming year, not the previous year. We're being matir neder for the future year. It's exactly our Mishnah. What the Gemara just meant, Abaye, in our Mishnah. That what? Because according to the halacha, when you have machlokas Rava and Abaye, the halacha is like Rava. So if you believe that Rava agrees to Abaye's position, which is the position of the Reino Tam, the Ran and the Rush, then what? You can make a tnai at the beginning of the year that all the nedarim that you're going to make over this future year are batel. And that's what the Rabbi Yotam says we're doing at Kol Nidre. We're making a condition that everything over the next year will be batel. That's exactly what Kol Nidre is. The Re can't do that. The Re believes that Rava argues in Abaye. Rava argues in Abaye, and the Lach is like, Rava, then, right, such a Tznai will not work. Will not work. So that's it. The Samach Ladavar, the Tznan, and he says, Samach Ladavar is our mission. I wrote to Shaloid, come into Rav, Uvajay Zokh, Bishas, and Neder. I feel Rava, Nami Modavazet. Even Rava agrees to this position of Abaye. Our Mishnah says when, or our Gemara says that he's standing on Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year. So the Rosh points out Rosh Hashanah is not, it doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah. It can be any time, it's just they pick Rosh Hashanah because it's Davar B'Suyam. It's a specific date that beginning of the year, it makes sense to do it then. So he says, Ba'anan, B'Yom HaKippur Navdinan, but we do it on Yom Kippur. Ashkinaz, Yom HaKippurim, Dikre, Rosh Hashanah. First of all, we find that Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. On the 10th of the month. Alright, one. It's also close to Rosh Hashanah. It's not so far away from Rosh Hashanah that you can say it's not Rosh Hashanah. And number one, why do they make it on Yom Kippur? I mean, just make it on Rosh Hashanah. So listen to this. Yom Kippur, batel mikol melachot. Everybody leaves everything on Yom Kippur. Vika Ktufaya, and everybody's gathered together. Chutz mi sedet tuva. Vafagav the Sharina, okay, so now that's one. Vafagav the Sharina, Bechol Nidre, Afkara Mimushvus. What are you going to do? The Kol Nidre, that does not just include Nidarim, it includes Haramim and Shvuos. Va'anan Nidarim Tan. Our Mishnah over here says about a Neder, that the condition is a condition for Nidarim. We didn't mention Shvuos and Haramim. It says, Lavkovka Nidarim. Rabbi Natan says it's not only about Nidarim, even Haramim and Shvuos, you could make such a condition at the beginning of the year. Who had done Haram Mishuos? So Mishum the Nedarim Kayimin Kayaminan Ketani Nedarim. Just because we're in Maseches Nedarim, it's a Neder, but not because it's unique to Neder, but they would apply also to Shavuos and Haram. So since the original people thought, the original people said Kol Nidre, thought they were in Matzer Neder for the previous year, they used to add in a line in Kol Nidre that said what? Hayu Omrim, Chutz Mitakanos Kehilot Ushvuos Beis Din. They excluded from this Heter Nedarim any Chayrim or Tokano of the Kahal that they excommunicated somebody, they did something, any Shvuah that he took in Beis Din. Because they didn't want him to Matzer Neder for those Nedarim that they took, which they needed to be in force. Right, so they thought they were being Matzer Neder for the previous year. They said this Hakol Nidre works except for Takanos, Kehilot, and Shmuel's Beis Din. So Rabbeinu Taz, it's unnecessary. Because they were mistaken in thinking it was a Taz Neder for the previous year. They don't need this. Bahashta Da'ana, Neder Matzer Neder, Mikon Lahabla. According to Rabbeinu Taz, that we're only talking about the future year. And on the first, Chutz Mitakanos, Kehilot. We don't have to leave anything else out. Da'ana, Neder Matzer Neder, Masha Adam, Noder, Beinu, Beinu, Atzmo. Because Atarot Nedarim, this condition only works, is what the Rabbeinu Tam believes, it only works for him himself, without Nedarim about himself. Right, about the Varsha ben Adam l'chaveiro, ain anu yechol nahatir. We can't be matir based on this, something between him and his friend. V'hadom rim yechol nidre din nidrana. Right, nidrana sounds like the past tense. Din nidrana, that I was Noder. The mashma lavar, almak the mashma danu matirim shavrut. That goes against what the Rabbeinu Tam says. That the Nidrana can mean both in the future and in the past tense. It can be used in both contexts.
Continuous participle.
Right. Although here, if you look in the Ran, I just mentioned here, the Ran says that you have to say it with the commas. That the way Rabbeinu Tam rereads it, that everything that he says with the commas, that Nidrana. Right? Not Nidrana that I took in the past, but Nidrana that I will take in the future. Okay? Omash Nagulamar, I'm skipping one line down, right from where we are, I'm skipping one line down and it tells us, Omash Nagulamar, Achar Kol Nidre, Vinislak Kol Adas, B'nai Yisrael. Right, if you're talking about me, Matir Neder for the past, then you can say Vinislak Kol Yisrael. Why would you say that after you've taken a, make it, out of context. You're saying, a future Nedarim I won't take. And then, give me Slicha. What Slicha do you need? The Nedarim aren't ever, they don't ever work. So why do you need the Vinislak Kol Adas Yisrael? Zeu Lefarish. Afterwards, he forgets about his condition, and then he still violates his nether. That you need kapara slicha for. And that he brings the example of a woman who takes a nether, and her husband is mayferet, but she does not know her husband was mayferet. She goes in and violates the nether, she still needs kapara. Even though the nether wasn't even chal, because the husband violated, but because she thought it was in force, and she violated, you need kapara. So same thing here. Even though the person makes the condition at the beginning of the year, if he violates the nether, even though the nether is not foul because of his condition, but he thought it was in force, he needs kapara and slicha.
Isn't that kind of a strange concept? somebody thinks that they stole something, but it turns out that it belonged to them, to themselves. They didn't steal anything, right? They don't need
for what? I'm sorry?
I think that they took something that they thought wasn't theirs. And it turns out it was theirs. They didn't steal anything.
Yeah, they do. They do need. That's exactly Rabbi Akiva's point. Rabbi Akiva makes that. That's exactly Rabbi Akiva's point. That he goes, Kol Shekein. He says here, where it really, she wasn't violating the net there, and she did something, but she was mistaken. Meaning that person thinks, goes ahead and steals something, they went ahead and they, quote unquote, steal something, and then afterwards it turns out it's theirs. They do need kapara, because their makshava at the time was to steal. Right, but here he acted in a way. That's where we keep his point. That when you
went right, a person
who acts on a belief that they're doing something wrong, even though in the end turns out not to be wrong, that someone needs kapar for that. That's exactly what we keep his statement. Right. So that's the Vinislav called that show. He goes on about Shavuos a little bit, but anyway, amazing Rabbeinu Tam here. Things about what the Kol Nidre, the whole Kol Nidre is about.
That's it, Rabbi. We made a minion when we lived in the apartment, and our brother-in-law followed Rav Soloveitchik, Aaron Soloveitchik's terminology for Kol Nidre, and it's looking forward looking.
So the Ron, so that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is very important, and you were mentioning, Guy, that when you made made a minion that you followed Rav Soloveitchik, it also uses the future tense in the, right? You see something, I think the Minat Yisrael also has that it uses both, it has both, actually, it has the past and the future tense, cover all bases.
I think that's what it has. It has the past one in brackets, and it's like some say
the past.
Now we know
what the reason is. Yeah, so very important Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam really establishes, or he really changed Kol Nidre in a sense. You see that Kol Nidre was people were mistakenly believing that it was a Taras Nedarim, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush here is that it has nothing to do with the past; it's all condition about the future, and therefore he changed. First of all, changed some of the wording in it. I pulled out some of the other wording that people had added in, and it changes. I mean, it changed the whole meaning of what one person is doing when they say Kol Nidre. All right, so I think it's important. There are a couple things that. Alright, the Ran also leaves out some, he brings down other opinions here. I won't get into it. I think it's just important that we got what the Rabbeinu Tam had to say over here. Alright, just finish up the Gemara quickly. Rav Huna Bar Chanina suffered the Midrash of the Pirka. So Rav Huna Bar Chanina wanted to go ahead and, in public, be darshan this, Kol Nidre issue, right? Basically, that you make a tonight at the beginning of the year and have it work. That's according to the opinions that think Abai and Rava agree. So Paskin like Rava, he wants to announce what Abaye said. If you believe that Rava's arguing Abaye, then it's not about to announce at the Pirka that, if you remember part of the Neder, that it's Mifutah. Amalei Rava, Tana, Masdami, Lai, Stume, Leish, Lo, Nebuk, Kos, Rose. The Tana of our Mishnah did it in a hidden way. He had the Mishnah be a Chesurei, Mechsur, or missing words, and you're going to go and darshan in public? Darshan, but darshan, Lai, Pirka. So it's a, why would you go out and say it publicly? So the whole point is not to do it publicly. So do it. This is something that if it's known, you can do it. So you should ask me, Kol Nidre is in public. Alright? So why do we, if that's the whole problem is in public, then why is Kol Nidre in public? Alright? So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam asks now here also. The Tosfos asks the same question. Based on what we said, why can you do it in public? He says, because why don't we do it in public? Or why don't you do it in public? Because the Amei Aretz. He says, because when they did the drusha, they used to translate the drusha into the language of the day. But Kol Nidre was either written in Hebrew or Aramaic, and the Amei Aretz didn't understand it. So they didn't know what they were saying. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam word, they didn't know what they were saying, and therefore it wouldn't have application for them, and they wouldn't be Mikalas Rosh by their Nidarim. It was only good for those that understood what Kol Nidre was. And that wasn't valid for the Amei Aretz. All right, we'll just ask the Gemara a question, we'll deal with it tomorrow. Yivailu Pliga Rabban Aleith Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Olo. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says this is a Nidre to Zeruzin. Do the Chachamim argue on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, or do they agree to him? And is he just explaining a more extensive Nidre to Zeruzin? Or do they argue with him, only agree that Nidre to Zeruzin are in Mecca Umemkar? Bimtim Tzolomar Pligay, if he does argue with them, Hilchos HaKavaseh, Olo. Who's the Halacha like, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, or like the Chachamim? We'll do that tomorrow.